context, had been given responsibility. They had been given money to function in their delegated realms. Maybe they were regional governors, regional leaders. They were responsible to the king to give an accounting of what they did with the money. It would involve fiscal responsibility, collecting taxes, using the money for the expression of the will of the king. When the accounts were being settled, there was one of these responsible people who had received a delegated duty who was brought before him, owed him 10,000 talents. Now, this is just an impossible amount. Absolutely impossible. Total revenue in a given year in Idumea, Judea, and Samaria is 600 talents. The total revenue in Galilee is 300 talents. 10,000 talents? Are you kidding? This is incomprehensible. In other words, the point of the story is he owed the man an amount that could never be paid. An incredible, incredible sum. In fact, 10,000 may not even be a number. It is the largest number in the Greek language that has a word. It's the word murion, myriad. It is the highest Greek enumeration expressed in a word. I suppose today we would say he owed him a zillion. Beyond the ability to calculate, this is the debt that he owes. Verse 25 says, since he didn't have the means to repay, his Lord commanded him to be sold along with his wife and children and all that he had, and repayment to be made. He could never pay it all back, so the king had every right to sell him and his wife and his children into slavery to get whatever he could get, maybe a few cents on every dollar, if you will. He had every right to do that. The man was in his debt. The man had no ability to pay. The only thing the man had was himself and his family, and they happened to have value in a slave environment. Let him be sold. Let me get what will be some meager compensation. Verse 26, the slave therefore falling down, prostrated himself before him, saying, have patience with me, I'll repay you everything. Nice try, fella. Ignorant penitence. Couldn't pay it all. No way. Impossible.